This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. As COVID strains hospital capacity, state officials are promoting an antibody drug that could reduce intensive care visits. But CPR's Ben Marcus reports that doctors are having trouble finding the treatment.
Governor Jared Polis said the situation in the hospitals is dire.
Where we are at now is simply not sustainable.
So the state is pushing monoclonal antibody therapies for high-risk people who get COVID. If they get an IV dose of the drug within 10 days, they can likely avoid the hospital. But Dr. Mary Catherine Husney said it took her hours of searching to get a patient the therapy.
She was fairly sick, and we were able to keep her out of the hospital.
Polis said the state is working to make that process easier. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Democratic State Representative Dominique Jackson, who represents Aurora and Arapahoe County, attended the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Scotland this week. A key goal at the summit is cutting greenhouse gas emissions. Jackson says she's inspired by steps other parts of the world have taken in that area.
It's the expertise, you know, from people who have actually passed that kind of policy and the lessons that they've learned. And there's no one size fits all.
And so far, the climate change conference has yielded a joint agreement by U.S. and China to cut emissions this decade and a landmark agreement to end deforestation by 2030. And a little bit warmer across Colorado today, but windy too. Highs in the 60s for Denver and Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.